Previously on Lost.
How many drinks did you have at lunch, Dad?
Are you lecturing me?
One of the nurses told me that your hands were shaking.
In my professional opinion, ladies and gentlemen, by the time I was called in, the damage was irreversible.
I need to revise my statement. I didn't come into the OR until well into the procedure.
Jack, this is not...
By the time I got there, it was clear that my father severed the patient's hepatic artery, which, in my professional opinion, led to her death.
Dear Mr. Sawyer, you don't know who I am, but I know what you've done. You had sex with my mother, and then you stole my dad's money all away. One of these days I'm going to find you, and I'm going to give you this letter so you'll remember what you've done to me. Then I looked at the envelope. You wrote this letter. The name's not Sawyer in it.
What's his name? He was a confidence man. Romance my mama to get to the money. Wiped him out clean, left a mess behind.
You're just a kid. He's here.
Open the door!
Come on. It's Jeff. He'll think you're still with your grandparents, okay? Get under the bed. Go. Okay. Listen to Mommy. This is really important. Get under the bed. Don't make a sound. Don't come out. No matter what happens, don't come out, okay? Okay. God. Oh, I love you.
I love you, Mommy.
Let's go. Down you go.
It was dark. Yeah. Pretty sure it was a boar.
I thought the boar had vacated this area.
Well, genius. I think we got some bad info.
What was it doing inside your tent?
It was staring at me. Then it came at me, so I hit it and ran off into the jungle.
With your top?
Perhaps he wanted to go camping.
You enjoying yourself?
Yes.
Well, laugh it up, Muhammad. But I come back and find my stuff's gone. I'm coming after you. Saeed.
What did you hear? After you ran into the French woman, you said you heard something in the jungle.
I was injured and I was exhausted. My mind was playing tricks.
What did you hear?
I thought I heard whispering.
What was it saying?
Why? Did you hear something?
Forgive it. I didn't hear anything.
What are you so afraid of?
I don't want to trim my sweetheart. Okay, this is really awkward. If I don't say something now, things are liable to get downright embarrassing.
Hibbs.
Hello, Sawyer. Ma'am, I must apologize. I figured my good friend Sawyer here would be alone. I just need a few minutes.
Listen, baby.
Baby, who is that?
Listen. You go down to the bar, you get a drink.
No, I don't want to see you here.
As soon as I get rid of him, I'll come get you and I'll explain everything.
But...
Listen,
I just
trust me on this. I will find you. I promise. I promise.
I got to hand it to you, Sawbucks. How you find women that beautiful to work your grip?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm fairly certain I said I'd kill you if I ever saw you again.
That's why I'm here. Make things right. It's fine. We both know you ain't the killing type.
Here. Figure that makes us even for the Tampa job.
What could possibly make us even for the Tampa job?
About the known whereabouts of the man who ruined your life. I'll make myself a drink. You want one? You remember old man Parks, right? Ran cabber for us on that gig in Atlanta.
Yeah, what about him?
He's been working the wire at an off-track parlor down in Sydney. So last week, one of his regulars gets a little too sauce and starts running his mouth off about his glory days as a grifter. That guy, Frank Duckett. Real hard luck case, gambling addict, alcoholic. Runs a shrimp truck. Back in the day, this guy Duckett was quite the hustler. He ran the romance angle. Hooked the wife, took the husband for all the money. He's pretty good at it, too, from what I hear. Till sadly, one of his marks in despair took a gun, shot up his wife, and blew his own head off. All in front of their little boy. I paid Tony to pull his jacket. Turns out Frank Duckett used to be named Frank Sawyer. The name I believe you appropriated for yourself.
This is him?
That's him.
Thanks for the loaner.
Always a pleasure.
So, is anyone curious where they came from?
The others knew there was a marshal on the plane. I guess they just assumed he was traveling alone. Taking them from terrorists. Sounds like a good theory to me.
Did you get all the guns back?
All except one.
Who?
I'm going to give you three guesses.
Sawyer. I can get it back.
Really? How are you going to do that?
Speak his language.
I've done this before, Kate, and if I remember it right, you made out with him And he never even had what you said you could get.
Well, I only made out with him because torturing him didn't work.
Let him keep the gun. It's not worth it.
What are you worried? He's going to shoot me if I ask.
I just don't want you to owe him anything.
Hey.
Hi. How you feeling?
Very pregnant. I had some dreams last night. Actually, more like memories. You were in them.
Sorry.
Thought I'd see if you wanted to go for a walk.
Sorry. I have to do something.
Sure.
See you later.
Did all this.
Last night, wrecked my tent. This morning, when I went to get my tent back, it attacks me from behind, runs off into the jungle like a coward.
A boar wouldn't just attack you for no reason.
Thank you, boar expert. This one did. It's harassing me.
What are you doing?
Getting even.
Did you listen to yourself? It's a boar. Go tell Locke and he'll kill it.
Nope. This is my fight.
You know anything about hunting boar? You are going to get yourself lost or worse.
Since when do you care?
I don't.
Good. Then if you'll excuse me, I've got some revenge to tend to.
Must be Hibbs's mate. Did a few jobs with Hibbs back in the States. Nice enough fella.
He's a son of a bitch.
Right, indeed he is. Few disclaimers. Australia doesn't allow its citizens to carry handguns. You get nicked with this.
Not gonna rat you out.
Secondly, you know, I've been doing this for a while. And a man who buys a compact 357 with hollow point loads, he's not looking to scare or steal. He's looking to kill. But when it comes down to it, if he finds he doesn't have what it takes to do the job...
Your sales pitch needs some work.
What I'm saying is, you look a man in the eye and you point a gun at him, you find out who you really are, mate. And should you find you're not a killer, there's no refund.
Won't be a problem.
Hurley, I appreciate the help. You don't have to. I killed Ethan. I can bury him.
Yeah, until he rises from the dead. Dude, I know how this works. This is going to end with you and me running through the jungle, screaming and crying.
catches me first because I'm heavy and I get cramps. You all right?
Yo, Saeed, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Did you ever get that Gulf War syndrome?
That was the other side.
All right. And what's the one when you're all, like, shell-shocked?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, that's it. Did you ever have that?
Why do you ask?
Because I'm worried about Charlie.
What's wrong with Charlie?
I mean, he killed the guy. He shot him in the chest 4 times.
Maybe you should talk to him.
It's a footprint. Based on the weight and the distance between strides, I'd say I've been following Boone for about an hour.
Look.
It could be Charlie, I suppose.
I'm tickled you've taken such an interest in my affairs. I really am. So don't take it personal when I tell you to go.
I want carte blanche.
What?
Simple. You can't track this boar without my help. Over the last few hours, you have managed to follow the tracks of humans, birds, a rock slide, yourself, basically everything except boar. No idea what you're doing.
Carte
blanche. It means blank check.
I know what it means.
Anytime I want something from your stash, medicine, soap, whatever, I get it. No questions asked. Take it or leave it.
All right. You got a deal.
Where'd you get that?
Plane.
Jack was looking for the liquor cart.
It's a good thing I found it instead, then, huh?
Got any more of those?
I got a lot more of everything. But you ain't got carte blanche yet.
Is that a no?
All right, so that's a phrase. But if you want a drink, you gotta play.
Play what?
I never.
What?
I never.
I'm supposed to know what that means.
Call it a way to get to know each other better. For example, I know you've never been to college.
And how do you know that?
If you had, you'd have heard about never. It's simple. You say I never, and then you finish the sentence. If it's something you did, you drink. If something you never did, you don't drink.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Learn by example. I never kissed a man. Now you drink. Because you've kissed a man.
Your turn.
I never implied that I've been to college. Well, I never have.
I've never been to Disneyland. Oh, that's just sad.
I never wore pink. I knew it.
The 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I never voted Democrat.
I never voted.
I've never been in love.
You've never been in love.
I ain't drinking, am I?
I've never had a one-night stand. Bottoms up, sailor.
I got a drink for each one.
Your turn.
I've never been married.
Didn't last very long. Never blamed a bore for all my problems.
I never cared about having carte blanche because I just wanted to spend some time with the only other person on this island that just don't belong.
Never carried a letter around for 20 years because I couldn't get over my baggage.
I never killed a man. Like we got something in common after all.
Marks everywhere.
It ate all our stuff?
Nope. It ate your stuff. Mine's fine.
Oh, that hog is gonna suffer. I swear to God.
Morning. What happened to your campsite?
So what are you doing all the way out here, John?
Looking for salvage from the crash.
Find anything useful?
Occasional scrap of metal, a few bags of coffee. Picked up your path about a mile back. I thought I'd say howdy.
Oh, son of a... Oh!
Peed on my shirt.
Took my shirt out of the bag
and peed on it.
And you say this ain't personal.
He thinks the boar we're after has a vendetta against him.
Uh-huh.
That's three times it's attacked me.
Maybe it's got your scent. Doesn't like your cologne.
I don't wear cologne.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, well... The thing's got it in for me.
It's a bore, Sawyer.
My sister Jeannie died when I was a boy. Fell off the monkey bars and broke her neck. And my mother, well, my foster mother, she blamed herself, of course. Thought she wasn't watching close enough. So she stopped eating, stopped sleeping. The neighbors started talking. Afraid she might do something to herself, I guess. Ooh, that's good. Anyway, about 6 months after Jeannie's funeral, this golden retriever comes padding up our driveway, walks right into our house. Sits down on the floor and looks right at my mother, there on the couch, and my mother looks back at the dog. After about a minute of this, them both staring at each other like that, my mother bursts into tears. Beautiful dog. No tags, no collar, healthy, and sweet. Dog slept in Jeannie's old room on Jeannie's old bed and stayed with us until my mother passed 5 years later, then disappeared back to wherever it was she came from in the first place.
So you're saying the dog was your sister?
Well, that would be silly. But my mother thought it was. Thought that Jeannie come back to tell her the accident wasn't her fault. Let her off the hook.
Only two choices. Shrimp and hot sauce.
Shrimp and hot sauce.
Fellow American, huh? Good for you. You missed the lunch rush. Where about you from?
Tennessee. Love the South. Miss those Southern women.
In Australia long?
Not really.
For what it's worth, rent a special truck here and half price for all Americans. Name's Frank, by the way.
James.
Good to meet you, James. Shrimp and hot sauce.
Again.
Are you sure about that, mate?
Again.
You tell him, cowboy. These bastards think Americans can't hold their liquor. I hate to hold my hand out, but I seem to have misplaced my wallet.
Set him.
I drink to you. What's your name, cowboy?
Sawyer.
To Sawyer. May he find whatever he's looking for at the bottom of a glass. So, Sawyer, what brings you to Sydney? You know why they call Australia Down Under, don't you? Because it's as close as you can get to hell without being burned.
How about you leave the bottles? Get your hand on back in the States.
I was a chief of surgery.
Was.
Yeah, I was.
So we're in hell, huh?
They'll let the air conditioning fool you, son. You are here, too. You are suffering. But don't beat yourself up about it. It's fate. Some people are just supposed to suffer. That's why the Red Sox will never win the damn series. I have a son. He's about your age. He's not like me. He does what's in his heart. He's a good man. Maybe a great one. Right now, he thinks that I hate him. He thinks I feel betrayed by him. But what I really feel is gratitude and pride because of what he did to me. What he did for me. It took more courage than I have. There's a payphone over here. I could pick it up and I could call my son. I could tell him about all of this. I could tell him that I love him. One simple phone call and I could fix everything.
Why don't you?
Because I am weak. This business that you have, will it ease your suffering?
Yeah.
Then what are you doing here?
It ain't that simple.
Of course it is. Unless you want to end up like me, of course it is.
Developing quite a talent.
Yeah. I got it. You had to check up on me.
You killed a man.
A man who killed one of us. Who kidnapped Claire. Who strung me up and left me for dead. He deserved to die. I'd do it again in a minute. Pardon me if I'm fresh out of bad feeling.
When I was in the army in Tikrit in Iraq, the man who lived next door was a policeman. One day his car was rigged with a bomb. It killed his wife and two young children instead.
They caught the man who did it. I volunteered to be on the firing squad, and I did my duty without a single ounce of remorse. Then, for no reason, I found myself waking up at night, replaying what I did in my head.
Looks like you're the one who needs checking up on.
All I'm saying is that what happened with Ethan will be with you for the rest of your life.
Any suggestions?
You're not alone. Don't pretend to be.
I take comfort knowing someday this is all going to be a real nice shopping complex. Maybe even an auto mall. Where are you going?
What that is?
A hole in the mud.
It's a wallow.
What the hell's a wallow?
A boar's wallow? It's a den where he sleeps. Where are these tree rubbings from his tusks?
You mean he's around here?
Maybe. Wait, Sawyer?
Yes!
I thought it'd be bigger.
Funny. Now we know Daddy's gotta be around here.
There,
Piggy.
Sawyer, put it down. That's not funny.
Yeah, Piggy.
What are you mad at, you, Sawyer? You're gonna hurt it.
We're right over here.
Not funny.
There, Piggy. Ow! Ow!
You're sick.
I didn't hurt it.
Find your own way home.
No problem.
I got a letter for you.
Dear Mr. Sawyer.
Who?
You used to go by the name of Sawyer.
What the hell are you talking about? You didn't have to tell Hibbs I wanted to pay.
How do you know Hibbs?
You don't know what you're doing, do you?
You borrowed money from Hibbs?
I was going to. Back to camp.
Thank you.
Take him off. Trying to be funny?
Yeah.
I was fresh out of pies to throw at you.
You go, Sheriff.
I asked you for this 2 days ago.
And I told you to stick it.
I made a deal with your girlfriend.
What did she give you? Kate, what did she give you?
Nothing she wasn't willing to part with.
That's why the Sox will never win the series.
What's that?
Huh?
What did you just say?
I said that's why the Red Sox will never win the series.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It's just something my father used to say. I could go through life knowing that people hated him. Instead of taking responsibility for it, he just put it on fate. Said he was made that way.
Your daddy, he a doctor too?
Was. He's dead. Why do you want to know about my father?
No reason.